Yesterday marked the final WBUR poll before Election Day in 4 days. Pollster and political analyst Steve Cazella says no matter who wins, our political dialogue in America needs attention.
In a few days, the presidential election will be over, drawing to a close nearly 2 years of nonstop campaigning. As we head into the final weekend, Hillary Clinton still appears to have the edge over Donald Trump, though Trump's chances have improved in the last few weeks. No matter who wins, the next president will face a deeply fractured country, with splits along party and socioeconomic lines. These divisions go back longer than just the last few years, so the candidates this year can't take all the blame. But this election season has not helped, and has poured salt on already open wounds in our political system. On Inauguration Day, the next president will likely be both disliked and distrusted by a majority of Americans. In our last WBUR poll of New Hampshire, both candidates were viewed favorably by less than 40% of voters and trusted by even fewer. Just 3 of the 500 people we interviewed thought favorably of both Clinton and Trump. These figures echo national polling, which has found them the 2 least popular major party nominees ever. Congress is more polarized as well, making it hard to make progress and pass laws. But the dysfunction in Congress is a reflection of American voters rather than the cause of our political stalemate. Studies from the Pew Research Center show fewer Americans occupy the middle of the political spectrum than 20 years ago. We've fled to our partisan corners and view those on the other side of the divide with suspicion and fear. We are now more likely to live in like-minded communities than in past decades, and rather than a conversation over the back fence or a soapbox in the town square, opinions are often shared on social media. That may be making things worse. Pew found a majority of social media users find political disagreements on social media stressful and frustrating, and less respectful than what would happen in other forums. In our final New Hampshire poll, just 10% of voters said the campaign has made our nation's democracy stronger. 58% said it is now weaker. At the end of a bruising election season and facing a divided country, our next president will face serious challenges trying to heal our country's political wounds.
Steve Cazella is president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group.